Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to All About Entrepreneurs this morning. Welcome to March, the last time we talked together, I believe we were in February. So now we're into the third quarter, So we're into the third month, finishing up the first quarter of the year. Wow, that really went really, really fast. And so now we're going to go through March, see how things are going with your goals and your dreams. Where are you at, you know, at the end of the year? And toward the beginning of 2013, we set many goals. We looked at things we wanted to achieve this year. And so now that we are finishing up the first quarter, it would be a great opportunity to pull out that list and see just where we are, just how far we've come, how close we are to the goals that we wanted to achieve for 2013. Now remember, as part of our goal setting, we put a timeline with that. So we want to look to see what things that we say would be achieved by March, so we can see how on track we are, see where we are, so we'll know how to make different adjustments as we continue to navigate our way through this year and navigating 2013 so that we can live our dream. So we are excited, we're still excited about, you know, just moving forward. When you're moving forward is a reason in and of itself to be excited. Just standing still, you know, sometimes, yeah, you want to stand still maybe, but not for long. You know, always moving forward. And so we're excited about that. For those of you that have added on courses to build up your skills and the knowledge and information that you need to continue to move forward for your future endeavors, congratulations to you, and we wish you all the best and all the success that you need there. We know going to college or taking a course can be very challenging for the most part, especially because we're probably doing that on top of everything else that we're doing. And so we want to make sure that we're balancing our time and our energy, keeping our stress level down. So we're excited to be able to help people with that. We'll have someone to come on that will be able to talk about how to balance and keep down your stress for all that you're doing. If you're doing a lot of different things, like many people are today, even on our jobs, I'm amazed when I go around to different companies, and I'm amazed at how much work employees are doing today in 1 8-hour day compared to 10 years ago, compared to 20 years ago. And this recession hasn't made it better because a lot of companies just did not hire at all, but yet the work kept going, kept growing and going, and no hire in sight. So many, many people are doing so much more. So that tells me that people could possibly be overworked and overwhelmed. And so people need an outlet. And so people need ways to learn how to, you know, de-stress. They need to learn how to get in balance, how to prioritize. And now taking time for yourself is more important nowadays than it's probably ever been in history. People always have said, take time for yourself, but now you really have to do it because you don't want to be burned out. You don't want to be stressed out. So now we really appreciate those spas and those people who have those me time seminars and workshops, and we're certainly going to be holding some of those as well so that people can really re-energize. People today have to learn how to stay energized. So we're excited about all of that. We're excited about some of the upcoming conferences that we'll hold where people who are in business, who are entrepreneurs, can come and learn how to get their businesses on track, how to navigate the entrepreneurial landscape and business owner landscape. We're excited about some of those conferences because when you're in business, sometimes, and especially for women, sometimes women in business, we are so used to just doing everything on our own or doing everything alone, and we don't realize all the help and support. Number one, support that's out there, support that we need, support that we can leverage from others, whether it be other women or other people in general in business. So we want to hold these networking. Some people, they don't like going to networking events or they don't feel they really have to. But really, when you're in business for yourself, sometimes it can be a lonely ride. So having those networking events where you can meet other people who are in the same boat, so to speak, that you're in, you get to meet other individuals, you get to network with them, you get to share your experiences, you get to tell your story, they get to share their story, and it just makes people that much better. It makes us that much better, that much stronger, that much more fortified for the things that are coming forward, the things that are ahead of us, the places where we're going. You know, somebody once said that there's strength in numbers, and I truly do believe that. But we are here on All About Entrepreneurs, here to help strengthen the entrepreneur, because sometimes for entrepreneurs, I mean, you're in it for the long haul. And so you don't just need a quick fix. You need something that is sustainable, something that's going to be around, somebody that's out there, that's on your side, that's leveraging for you. So we're looking into some different funding sources. I'm going to be speaking to several bankers. Just let's see if they can come on and talk about some of the new programs. I know the SBA. The SBA is a great source to find out about funding. So if you need funding, you definitely want to go to the SBA because they have a relationship through their 504 program where they help you get a small business loan. You may need a loan for your business. I mean, it may not be $100,000 loan, $1 million loan, but maybe even a $5,000 loan may help your business, or a $10,000 loan. It may help you make payroll for, you know, a couple months. It may help you bring on someone to get your business started, jumpstart your business for your business growth. Sometimes just hiring a marketing person or a sales rep can really increase your business. Also, the SBA is very another source that's good for loans is your Chamber of Commerce. So New Jersey, we have the Chamber of Commerce. We also have the African American Chamber of Commerce. And I believe we had the person who's the president of that, Mr. John Hammond. We had him on the show a while back, probably over a year ago. So we'll definitely try to get him back on the show to encourage people to be a part of the Chamber of Commerce, African American Chamber of Commerce. But they also are a great, great source of not only funding, but networking. So there are many good sources of networking that you can do for your business so your business can be a success. And then we have some other training programs coming up as well that will help you decide what is the right business for you. Now, for me, I'm in the speaking business, so speaking and training, that's the business that I'm in. So that's the right fit for me because that's where my skill sets lie. Okay? You have to make sure that you're in the right business. It would be great if your skills are there, but if you don't have the skills, then you should have a very, very, very strong interest in that field. Enough interest that you're willing to put in a considerable amount of time, that you're willing to take great risk with the finances that you have to invest them in your business. So in my business, my speaking business, and my training business, I'm willing to invest, you know, everything that I have, my time, my money, my talent, into that business. Now, being an entrepreneur, again, we've said this before, we'll say it again, it doesn't mean that you won't work for someone else. Just because you work for yourself, it doesn't mean you won't hire yourself out, sort of like a contractor at that point. Think of yourself as a contractor. So you have your own business, right? You have your own business, and at the same time, you also contract yourself out to work for, it could be AT&T, it could be Amtrak, it could be Walmart for that matter. So you contract yourself out to go and work for someone else. They pay you a regular salary. You get your W-2 at the W-4 at the end of the year. And so, your W-2 rather, at the end of the year. So you are a subcontractor, so to speak, or a contractor. But you still have your own business. And at any point, as your business grows, you can let, you know, your contracting work go. But contracting is nothing wrong with that. Many people who are in business for themselves, that's what they do. They contract for some big company. Now, the SBA also holds seminars to teach people how to get contracts with the federal government. So I don't know if we'll be able to get that person on the show as well to talk about some of the subcontracting, some of the contracts that you can get and or subcontracts with the contractors for the federal government. So if you want to go that route, because you can possibly tap into a large source of revenue for your business by getting a contract or subcontract. So that's another way to go. But there's many, many avenues, and doors are opening every day. So there's also the online business that can help you if you want to get started. With an online business, you can keep down a lot of overhead costs. Do your business online. Now, for me, yes, I can do quite a bit of my business online, such as a radio show. I can also do webinars and seminars online. Kind of hard to do public speaking, but I can attend an online conference, and I've done that. Attend online webinars or conferences, teleconferences where a person invites you in to speak. Through all the technology today, we're able to do so much more online than we've ever been able to do before. But I definitely want to, open the phone lines if anyone has a question that you would like to get answered, or a comment that you would like to make about being an entrepreneur. If you have any burning question about something that, as an entrepreneur, that you feel that you need or that you feel that you want to know about, just hit your number one key, dial in 347-945-7991, hit your number one key, and I'll be glad to, answer your question about it. Don't forget Tuesday, 347-945-7991, and hit your number one key. Tuesday, tomorrow, we have Professor Terry Benjamin bringing another topic to us, which usually centers around some book that he's researched and chosen to bring to the show, a book that shows some type of positive way of life. Also, this Thursday, we have a very special guest coming on from Virginia, in the Virginia Beach area. It's Francine Humphrey. She is director of Issues Facing Women, and she's also one of the leaders in a team that's pulling together a tour that they're going to be taking around the country called the Entrepreneur Revolution 2013, the Entrepreneur Revolution 2013. So she'll be our guest on Thursday, and I suspect that we'll have possibly someone coming on also on Wednesday and even Friday to tell their stories, to share their entrepreneurial endeavors, or to talk about what entrepreneurs need to be a success. Now, we've told you before about our Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association, so we would absolutely like for you to join that organization where we are networking together. There will be trainings and webinars and events that those individuals who are members will take place at a discount. They will get discounts on some of the events and training and things coming up. They will also get some live coaching. They will get some online coaching for their business, for their personal development as an entrepreneur, as a person. They will also get opportunities to be a part of our membership directory. Well, they will get the names and the emailing addresses of other members that they can also leverage their skills, their talents, and their products and services with. So it's always good to have a network, a group of people that, again, they're on your side, they're going in where you're going, they're there to help you, individuals who are like-minded. And I've been meeting people that this year they definitely want to get way out of poverty. They want to be in a position to help others. We know that in our communities, a lot of our communities are really dilapidated, and they need some entrepreneurial ideas. They need some entrepreneurs to go into these communities and fix them up and give our young people hope. We are the entrepreneurs of hope, and we have to be able to go into the communities, but you can't go into the community without resources, because that's what's missing from the community, is the lack, the very abject lack of resources. My goodness, I go into the communities, and it's horrible. It's horrible because there's no resources. There's no resources. And all of us who are successful, we know the only way we got this way was through the resources that were available to us, that we were able to take advantage of, that someone pointed us to. If I had not been pointed to the various resources in my community, I would have never made it out. So we got to go into these communities. We're not trying to tell people how to live. We're not going in there telling them what they need. But we want to make sure that every community, especially in the inner cities, we want to make sure every resource not only is available, because in many cases, there are resources that are available to them, somehow the information has not gotten to the average citizen in that community. So we want to make sure that we get to the schools, which I find to be the best way to get the resources to the parents is through the school system. And because at some point in time, the parent has to go to the school, even if it's, you know, when they're in trouble, okay? At some point in time, the parent has to set foot in that child's school. So if we could get to the parents and we can get the resources, get the links to resources to them, we will have done a great, great work. So those are some of the things as entrepreneurs, the reasons why we do what we do, the reasons why we want the funds that we want, not just so we can have a bigger, better mansion or drive a bigger, better car, but we need the funds for resources for our communities so that other people can also experience economic growth and economic development. So we're not just entrepreneurs for the sake of being entrepreneurs. We are entrepreneurs who have economic goals to improve the economies in our communities. So, you know, that's our big aha moment for today, to be able to share that with the world, really. That's what we're doing, and we absolutely love copycats in this field. You want as many people as possible doing the same things. Like, we don't care who gets the resources there. We just need them there. Okay? It's time out for the nonsense, the foolishness. We need resources, and we are the ones to get them there. There's no great white hope who's going to ride into our communities and fix them. We're the ones. We're the ones to do it, and we do it through entrepreneurial endeavors. That's how it gets done. Okay? So we are empowering entrepreneurs. We are encouraging entrepreneurs to be entrepreneurs so that we can get the funds through revenue so that we can go into our communities and make sure that the resources are not only there, but that the resources are funneled down to the lowest person in that community. And we also just need resources to, you know, fix up some things as well. So anyway, we're bringing these things back to our communities. We're very, very excited about it because we believe that the entrepreneur is the key to getting those resources out there and communicate it. One thing I know about even gangbangers and drug dealers, they have to have a healthy respect for entrepreneurs because they themselves are entrepreneurial in a lot of senses. So they will have respect for the entrepreneur that is coming into their community. And, you know, we got to get the young people. If we can get the young people back on track, I think it'll take care of the older people. They'll do like the children of Israel did in the wilderness. Eventually they'll die off. But if we can get the younger people turned away from drugs and guns and crime of that nature, we can probably make a big impact in our community. So I'm so excited about this. My first opportunity to go and speak, well, I do it every Tuesday and Thursday. I speak to very young people in the city, cities of Newark and surrounding cities. So I'm very excited about that. But this week I'll get an opportunity to go to one of the high schools in Newark and share with some seniors there this whole idea and this concept. So I'm very, very excited about that, because this is the first time that I'll be doing that, and I can't wait to see their reaction, to see if they're on board with this concept of economic development through resources coming into their communities, and possibly even ask them what resources do they feel are needed. Yeah, I think I'd love to do that. Yeah, I think I'd love to talk to them, especially since they are seniors and they're graduating high school. Hopefully many of them will go on to college, and hopefully we can begin to plant the seed in them about becoming, you know, being an entrepreneur, and once they get their degree, coming back to their community with the resources that they feel are lacking, what resources that they know are lacking or feel are lacking. So that's what we're up to these days as entrepreneurs. So we're not just entrepreneurs just so that we can say, I'm my own boss. That's good, but that's not the thrust of being an entrepreneur, for me at least, and others that I'm dealing with. We are entrepreneurs because it's the best way for us to lead this economic revolution. You know, we talk about an entrepreneur revolution, but we want to see an economic revolution. We want to see our economies changed, our communities changed, and we know that it's going to take economic development. So I'm so excited. I cannot be more excited about this than I am anything else that I've probably ever done other than get saved. So this is like my big aha day and moment. I look forward now to going to Jersey City on Wednesday and talking to that group of individuals who have recently incarcerated. All of them are on some type of parole or probation, and I can't wait to talk to them about the resources that are needed in Jersey City and how God has chosen them to have this entrepreneurial mindset to bring those resources to their community for economic development. And this is good. I think this is great. So if you would like to be a part of our team and what we're doing, or you would like to just know more about what we're going to be doing, please, you know, inbox us on Facebook, you know, give us, contact us somehow through Facebook or through email. You can always email us at releaseyourpower@hotmail.com. That's releaseyourpower@hotmail.com or through Facebook. So you can tell how excited I am. I've taken the whole half hour almost just talking about this. But it just dawned on me that, you know, as entrepreneurs, you have to have a cause. You have to have a reason. Well, you should have anyway. Well, what's the purpose for your business? Why are you going into business? What are you going in to do? And it's got to be just more than, again, you know, I want to be my own boss. I want to make a lot of money. I want to live in a big fancy house. I want to drive a big fancy car. I mean, okay, that's great. You can envision that. Okay, it's done. But now, what about our communities? What about our struggling brothers and sisters out there who don't even have what you have, who don't even have 1/50th of what you have? What about them? So we're so excited. So again, tomorrow we'll be back here with Professor Terry Benjamin. I'm not sure who the guest will be on Wednesday yet, but we know who our guest will be on Thursday, Francine Humphrey, and she will be talking about her endeavors that she's doing. They're doing something called the Entrepreneur Revolution. So the entrepreneur is an entrepreneur for what reason? So that's what we're talking about. That's what we're excited about. So that's all we have time for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a wonderful, wonderful day in whatever you're doing. If you're working, be the best worker you can be. Help your company grow. Help your company succeed. And you will be a success. God will bless you. We'll see you back tomorrow.
That's right, there's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. And visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. www.entrepreneurs.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.